Chapter 15. They stopped by Lexi's cottage, and Nan's got sprinkles into her harness while Lexi changed clothes.
"Do you have the bracelet that you found on the trail the other day?" Nan's asked.
"I think so."
Lexi looked around the room for the jeans she had been wearing that day. She found them in a pile on the chair and dug into the front pocket, producing the bracelet. "Here it is." She held it up, and Nan's reached out and took it.
"You never know when this might come in handy," Nan said, putting it in her pocket.
Then she grabbed the pie off the table where she'd set it when they came in and led the way out the front door. The five of them walked the same path they had the other day. They each took turns holding the pie.
"What exactly are we hoping to learn from this excursion?"
Ida asked, and Lexi remembered she hadn't been with them the other day.
"Well, at the end of the path is the biker camp we told you about. In light of the bracelet Lexi found and what Dina told her, it seems pretty likely they are involved or they know something," Nan said, handing the pie to Ruth.
"Are they dangerous?" Ida asked.
Lexi chewed her bottom lip.
"Well, they did have a knife and a gun, but they didn't seem too keen to use it on us."
"But they also weren't that happy to see us,"
Ruth handed the pie to Helen.
"Which is why I baked the pie, to sweeten them up," Nan said.
"Do you think they killed him?"
Lexi asked.
"I'm not sure what the motive would be," Nan's answered. "But he could have been having an affair with the biker that was visiting him, and they had a falling out."
"I can't picture any of those tough bikers being gay."
Helen handed the pie to Ida.
"Maybe Dugasse was having an affair with one of the biker's girlfriends, and they had it out over her," Ruth offered. "Either way, the best thing to do is just make friends and then use our investigative skills to find out the truth," Nan said, taking the pie from Ida.
They got to the clearing where the camp was, and Lexi's stomach twisted up in a knot. The same dog was on the porch, and he lifted his head when he heard them approach. Lexi hesitated, but Nan's forged ahead, walking right up to the door and knocking. Lexi followed, watching as Sprinkles and the boxer reacquainted themselves. The door jerked open, and Lexi's heart surged into her throat. A large, bald man growled at them from the other side of the door. Inside, Lexi could see five other bikers gathered around a table. She recognized the big guy with the gun from the other day. He came over to the door and peered out at them.
"It's those grandmas,"
another guy said from inside. The two guys stepped out onto the porch and closed the door behind them.
"What do you want?"
The first guy eyed them suspiciously, then glanced over his shoulder at the closed door. Lexi's heartbeat skittered. What was he hiding in there? She could smell something cooking in the air and wondered if they had a meth lab or some other illegal operation going on inside.
"Did he send you?"
the guy from the other day asked.
"What? No, we told you no one sent us," Nan's replied.
"So you aren't in cahoots with that chef?"
"Cahoots?
What chef? Dugasse?"
Ruth asked. The two guys looked at each other.
"You know Dugasse?"
Lexi's heart flipped.
"We did."
"And you're not from the other chef?"
"No,"
Nan's drew the word out. One of the guys looked down at the dogs who were laying side by side watching the conversation.
"Looks like our dogs get along like old friends," he said.
Nan shoved the pie up in their faces.
"And we just want to be friends too."
"Is that apple?"
the biggest guy asked. Nan nodded and his eyes lit up.
"That's my favorite."
He glanced at the other guy.
"Should we let them in?"
The other guy shrugged.
"Okay, but if we find out you are up to something, you'll be sorry."
He opened the door and they shuffled in. The bikers that were sitting around the table all stood up
and a round of introductions ensued. They seemed like regular guys, except for the abundance of leather and tattoos, and the names like Snake, Weasel, and Rat. Lexi gave herself a mental warning not to get too comfortable around them. One of them might have killed Dugasse. The cabin was one large room, with a counter and sink unit on one wall, a big picnic table in the middle, and an old sofa and mismatched chairs on the opposite side of the room. A fridge sat against a wall behind them, and a stove was at the end of the counter. One of the guys was at the stove, stirring the steaming pots with a wooden spoon. Nans went to the counter and set her pie down.
"Do you guys want a piece? I'm famous for it, you know," she said proudly.
Snake and Rat practically fell over themselves getting a knife for her. Nans cut the pie and Rat held out paper plates for her to dish the slices out on. He passed them around with plastic forks and the guys dug in. Snake rolled his eyes back in his head.
"This is so good. Just like my gam used to make."
"Thanks," Nans said. "You know, Lexi here is the baker at the resort. She makes the best desserts. I don't recall ever seeing you guys eating there."
"Oh, this isn't part of the resort,"
Rat said, as he crunched down on a piece of pie crust.
"Oh, it's not?" Nan screwed up her face. "That's funny, because I know at least one of you has been to the kitchen."
Everyone stopped chewing and stared at Nan's. Lexi's stomach dropped, her muscles tensed.
"What makes you say that?"
Rat asked.
"Well, someone saw one of you walk right down the path and go in through the back door late at night," Nans answered.
The seven guys all looked around at each other. Chairs creaked as they squirmed in their seats. Nans held up her hands.
"Now, don't get all nervous. If one of you was having an affair with Dugasse, we certainly won't tell."
Snake shot up out of his seat.
"What?"
Lexi's heart leapt, and she moved to get between him and Nans.
"I'm not saying any of you killed him," Nans continued, then reached in her pocket. "But we did find this bracelet right at the head of the trail, not 20 feet from where he was killed."
"Now you look here, old lady,"
Weasel said, advancing on Nans, the veins in his neck straining against his spiderweb tattoo.
"Wait."
Rat jumped up from his chair and grabbed Weasel's arm. Weasel shook off Rat's arm.
"We can't let her say stuff like that about us."
"It's okay,"
Rat said, holding up his hand.
"That bracelet is mine."
"You were the one having an affair with Chef Dugasse?"
Ida stared at Rat. Rat shook his head.
"I wasn't having an affair with Dugasse, but I did go there to meet him several times."
"But why?" Nans asked.
"Because he was my father."
Rat looked down at the ground, his eyes moist.
"He was teaching me to cook."